My attention turned to the back of the upper stairwell towards the ceiling, where something winked at me. I squinted back. It was an unusual piece of art dangling from the ceiling. It was like a wind chime, but it had a collection of delicate glass birds hanging from a nearly invisible set of wires. The sunlight bounced off the avian creatures, scattering beautiful glints of violet, orange, and yellow around the porch. Spots faded in and out on the floor and the walls. It floated soundlessly and slowly rotated in the space like a dance. It was tangible temptation, pure temptation. I had to touch it. It was so beautiful. I needed to feel its beauty in my fingers and to connect to its forbidden fragility. It was an apple, and I was the child version of Eve. I made my way up to the top stair, which offered the best vantage point and created a reasonable tactile reaching distance. Magellan's daughter might have been warning me, "Don't touch it. Don't." While she chirped in the background, I reached out in front of me. I stretched my short arm, seeing the colored shadows jump and kiss my raw skin. I stretched as best I could towards the glass devil in disguise.